excited to be back. I'm just excited to get to work. Hope to be a real long season.
Be honest, do you look forward to camp, or is it more one of those things where you're like, summer's over?
Well, it's a grind. So, again, I'm excited to be back and to be able to play football again. But we know it's a grind. We know it's, again, the start of, a good hard, a couple of weeks before we really can go out there and hit someone else.
What have these last few weeks been like for you as you get ready, get the mindset going?
Well, I mean, just training, and again, just mentally preparing for what we know is a grind. Coming together as a team, we know we have a long way to go. So I think it's really just getting that mindset together first before we know, we can get to what we really want to, and that's the season.
What role would you like to play on this team?
What role would I like to play? Having a better year for myself, playing better, and just doing what I need to do, really to help the offense out and help the team out.
As a running back, do you sit maybe out in bed or whatever, just kind of visualize your touches?
Yeah.
Just the roots?
All the time. I guess you can't go out there and do it if you don't visualize yourself doing it. So I have dreams about football. So every day I wake up, might jump in my sleep, whether it's a guy I made miss or a guy that hit me. So you have to eat, sleep, and think football, and I do.
Giving him a leg, taking it away, break the daylight.
Yeah.
Is there a heightened level of anticipation heading into this camp after a really solid off-season program and all the new faces and really kind of really having to build that chemistry with so many new guys?
We know, the expectations we hold, for ourselves, and obviously the talk that's been going around. But again, we know that right now it's just talk, and the only thing that we can go out there and do is get better, come together as a team and put it all together, so we could again play and win on Sundays. And so right now it's just on paper, and here's the time where we put it together and live up to the hype.
Do you guys try to shut out that talk, not listen to it, or does part of you want to hear it and prove it to be right?
I think it's maybe a little bit of both. If you're going to take it in, you definitely got to know how to channel it. So, we know we have a long way to go, but we know what we're capable of. We know the guys we have in the building, and but again, that doesn't mean nothing if we're not able to go out there and put it on the field.
What does Jack Del Rio say? I know he's got some words of wisdom.
Just telling us, right now it's just talk. Right now it's just hype, and we have a long way to go before we can get caught up into any of that.
Does it mean more when you're playing for a guy that played this game, that's kind of been there, that's been through these camps?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it means the world to a bunch of guys who, if you have a coach that hasn't been in your shoes, that hasn't experienced what you've experienced, it's a lot different coming from a guy who has. And so we respect that, and we love playing for a guy like that.
Latavius, you're looking forward to running behind this offensive line with the new addition and Manalik coming back at the right side. What's it like? What are your expectations getting ready to run behind this line?
I have high expectations for me running behind that great line I have. I'm excited to see what we go out there and do in the run game, and as an offense, obviously it starts with them. So we're just an excited group.
There's talk about you getting or the team running the ball more this year, which would mean more carries for you.
Yep.
What about that? You getting ready?
I love it.